Good morning, this is Nigel D'Souza, and you're listening in to CNBC TV 18 podcast. Well, this morning, Asian markets are trading with more green than red. There was a bit of a mixed close that we saw on Wall Street in Friday's trading session. There are reports that suggest that maybe President Trump is all set to make peace with China, but that's really in wait and watch mode. For the time being, Asian markets open up in the green. SGX Nifty indicates a 50-point bump up. Remember, today the most important cue is the crucial RBI board meet, and we'll be waiting by to see what's the decision and whether or not the Reserve Bank of India and the Government of India had really smoked the peace pipe. So commentary coming out of there is going to be most crucial. But in the past week, the Nifty did see a gain of close to around 1%. There was relative underperformance coming in from the broader markets, and various stocks did very, very well. Stocks like Titan and Eicher Motors, yes, they've corrected a whole lot from the top, but from the recent lows, those stocks have returned close to around 20% odd, while in the past week, both the Titan and Eicher Motors were up between around 8% to around 10% odd. The short point is, the market dip has been bought, and that's been backed by strong inflows. Post the pullback, the markets are now at more normal valuation levels. So in terms of an upside, well, valuations, that seems to have already played out in terms of an argument. But in Friday's trading session, the FIs, they backed this market. They pumped in near 850 crores odd. And the DIs, well, they lightened their positions. They sold closer around 370 crores. Remember, the rupee has shown some strength. So the FI flows did start trickling in at around 73.5 odd. So they're making money purely by way of the rupee strength as well. So keep an eye out on the FI flows. There were signs of shorting from the top though. In terms of the futures and options space, the Nifty futures premium, that contracted to around 5 from around 14 earlier. So that's one of the cues that we're getting in from the derivatives market. But the FIs on the whole, they're buying in the cash market. They also added more longs than shorts. Though overall, they're net short on the index with the more number of short positions. The FIs on Friday though, they've been buying some puts in case things go wrong, then there's some protection on the downside. So the short point is, let's keep an eye out on a couple of levels. One technical level you're looking at is the resistance at around the 200 EMA. That comes in at around 10,750 odd. And on the downside, the 20 DMA. That's around 10,400. Also, the key monitorables over the last few weeks and months has been Brent crude prices. Now, Brent crude is holding at around $67.50 per barrel. And the dollar index has shown some weakness. So the dollar has weakened against a basket of currencies. Let's see what the rupee does as well, because the dollar index has cooled off from around 97.5 to around 96.5 odd. In terms of stocks in focus today, Siemens will be a stock you can look at. The revenue growth coming in at around 25%. That's much higher than what was estimated of around 10 to around 12%. Margin improvement on a year-on-year basis as well looked quite good. Besides that, Jet Airways is going to be a stock in focus. The Tata Sons, they came out with a statement. They say any discussion with Jet Airways is still at initial stages. Jet Airways will also be in focus. Now, Tata Sons came out with a statement. They said that they are in discussions with Jet Airways, but that's really at initial stages and no proposal has yet been made. Tata Investments from the broader markets, that as well will be in focus. They've approved a proposal to buy back nearly around 8% of equity, amounting to around 450 crores at a price of around 1,000 rupees. From the pharma space, Dr. Reddy's will be in focus as they've got zero observations from the US FDA for their Srikakulam plant in AP. And finally, Syndicate Bank will be in focus as they've issued shares to the government at a bit of a premium at around 39 rupees and 63 paise. This is Nigel signing off and wishing you a good Monday and a pleasant week ahead.